Hello and welcome to my training. Chuck Holmes here, network marketing professional. Today I want to share a video, five secrets every MLM recruiter needs to know. Now keep in mind, I'm a very good recruiter. After failing miserably in the industry for over 15 years, since then I've recruited thousands of people personally. I've mastered the art of recruiting, mostly through trial and error by following some mentors. And I'm here to give you some hope and hopefully inspire you as well. So there are some secrets to recruiting effectively. They're not really secrets. They're just things most people in the industry don't know because they've never done sales or marketing or entrepreneurship before. So I hope to fix that. Number one, people join people. They don't join businesses. Your prospect, they're going to evaluate you probably 100 times more than they are the company you promote, your product line, what have you. They want to know that you are someone worth joining. Are you a solution provider? Do you provide value? Can you help them get what they want? Are you committed and are you serious with your business? Now, only you can answer those things. I can't make you committed. No one else can. But hopefully, when you talk with your prospect, they're going to sense that you're all of those things. And if you're not, you really can't fake it. So work on your belief in your business, the company, the industry, the products, so that you have that confidence. Number two, most people need multiple follow-ups before they buy or join. Most network marketers, they talk to their prospect one or two times. If they don't join, they're off to the next person. Now, there's nothing wrong with going to the next person, but keep in mind, the average person is going to need 7, 10, 20 follow-ups over a period of a few weeks or a few months before they join or buy. So if you don't follow up with people, you're going to miss out on probably 90% or more of your sales. So yes, keep talking to new people, but stay in touch with everyone until they buy, die, or ask you not to contact them again. And keep in mind, when you're following up, you're not using hyper pressure. Number three, your prospect doesn't care. Well, maybe if your prospect is your mom, she cares, but anybody else, they don't care about you. They don't care about your business. And the sooner you understand that, the better. Your prospect, they care about themselves. They care about what's in it for them. They're focused on their own wants, needs, and desires. So make sure when you're talking with them, you are talking about those things. What's in it for them? How do they benefit? What do they have to gain? Another thing to understand, people do things for either pain or pleasure, either to seek pleasure or avoid pain. You will be much better off if you tell your prospect what they lose out on or what they miss out on by not taking action, by not getting started, by not buying from you today, because people will do more to avoid pain than they will to seek pleasure. Number four, focus on your target market. Guess what? Not everyone is a prospect. Your Uncle Bob, who hasn't had a job in 10 years, he's probably not a good prospect for your business or your product line. Every business has a target market. Network marketing, it's no different. People just don't understand this. For the business side of things, you want to focus on people with network marketing experience and people with an entrepreneurial background. It is very difficult to get someone who has never owned a business before to start their own business. It's almost impossible. But if you instead focus on people who've done networking before, they already believe in the industry, they have experience, they have some basic skills, they have some network marketing friends, there's a higher likelihood they have a belief in the industry, and they're going to get involved. Now, when it comes to your products, your target market is people who already buy a similar product, and this is a big and, they have the money to do business with you. If your best friend is broke and they're always asking you for money, trying to sell them a product is probably not a smart move because they probably don't have the money to buy it. So focus on people who are already buying a similar product and they have the disposable income to shop with you. Finally, number five, and this one is magic. You must ask for the sale. Let me say that again. You must ask for the sale. Every time you talk with a prospect, you need to look them in the eyes and ask them to join or buy. Very few people are going to do this on their own, even if they're interested in what you're offering them. Why? People tend to procrastinate and put off making decisions. So you need to ask your prospect, what questions do you need me to answer today before we get you started? Something as simple as that. If you don't ask for the sale, you're going to miss 100% of the sales that you don't ask for. So these are my top five secrets every MLM recruiter should know. If you'd like more resources and tips, check out my website, charlesholmes.net. I appreciate you watching today. Please check back for new videos.